In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, welcome to the Sounder.fm Gory Boys Podcast. This podcast is for February 10th, 2021. Alongside me is the pit bull, Dylan.
What's up?
All right. So, we had Pyro on last week. He was a cool guest host and stuff like that. And
I wasn't a part of that.
The only reason why we had Pyro on is because Dylan and I were working on a video last week, which should be coming out end of February, earliest parts of March.
Super Can I spoil exciting. Some of it?
It's a prank call video with X Factor and Dark Days.
Oh, well, fuck you. I wanted to say it.
You can say it still.
I don't want to now.
Why?
You took the fun away.
Oh, well, that's a shame. But, yeah, so, you know what the fun part about Dark Days is, though? Watching him talk with his mask on while your beard's just kind of sticking out at the end of the mask.
It is what it is. Last year, when I bought that leather mask that we did the second fight video with, which any wrestling fan out there knows that's the black welder mask that Kane wore in 2012. Big fan of that look. I kind of had that vision that that mask would be like if Dark Days lived out in the woods, kind of like Jason Voorhees, because we had talked about maybe, or mostly I dreamed about doing a horror movie with X-Factor and Dark Days, where Dark Days is the Jason Voorhees character. That obviously only happened once with that mask, so I got the new Airsoft paintball mask and did the stitches in it, but yeah, it's still kind of funny seeing my beard, which I've got a big beard on me. Hang several inches out from under the mask.
I've got an idea.
I'm not shaving.
No. Good. My idea is we take some Gorilla Glue and we spray it on your beard and attach it to the mask. That way it moves up and down with the mask. Kind of like this one girl with
First
her
off,
freaking hair.
I'm not stupid enough to Gorilla Glue my beard or any part of my hair. Whoever is a fucking retard.
Let's talk about this girl who has been using Gorilla Glue on her hair for a full month and didn't think nothing of it until it became stiff as a board.
Actually, the true story, she only did it once and it's been stuck like that for a month.
As long as I know, she's been keep using it.
Oh, she did?
I think so.
What a dumbass.
Anyways, we're going to listen to the video. I'll cut in between here and there, and here we go. Make sure the volume's in a decent level.
I gotta ask, what's up with her eyes? Are those contacts?
Maybe she Gorilla Glued her eyes to her head?
I meant, like, her eyes just look very...
Hey, y'all. But those of y'all that knew me know.
But those of y'all that knew me know.
Has she got an accent, or is she just speaking bad jive?
My hair has been like this for about a month now. It's not much for you.
Yeah, her hair's been like that.
It's not much for you.
Well, first things first, she's going to have to take a chainsaw and cut off that big ponytail at this point. But if she sprayed it... Cat, why are you clawing things? Oh, you're clawing the bed. That's fine. I don't care about that. He's already done tore that side up.
Little
bastard. As long as he's not clawing my chair, I don't care.
I mean, anyway.
But,
yeah,
she's got to take a chainsaw.
and tears up the chainsaw.
I've already,
son of a bitch.
I can understand what you were meaning by that. I've got extremely thick hair. In fact, the first time I cut my hair off and donated, the lady that cut my hair off, she says normally when she cuts hair off, the ponytail off, she could take a pair of scissors and just cut it off. My hair was so thick she had to turn on the clippers and kind of shave the ponytail off.
That's not coming off easy.
No, that right there, you're going to have to...
You know, finish it off. It'll got to be Wolf Creek.
Got to be Wolf Creek? What?
Hold up. What brand of hairspray was that?
Excuse me, can you repeat that?
You know, finish it off. It'll got to be Wolf Creek.
DS...
Got to be Bruce
Spree. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Got to be Bruce Spree?
For all I know, that's a fancy butt plug.
Hmm. Gasta... Galoob... Fresh spray. Sorry, for some reason, every video when it comes to TikTok and stuff like that, I guess because of the way the cameras are, it reverses the text. The so text is backwards.
So are ponytails actually on the other side of her head?
Yeah. You know, just to keep it in place. Well, that's I didn't have any more after the blue spray, so I used it.
You dumbass.
Gorilla blue spray.
I have...
She's saying spray.
I have that exact same Gorilla Glue spray. It comes in a spray can. You spray it. You stick the things together. It doesn't come loose.
It's an adhesive. I have hairspray right here that my wife uses.
Your wife does hair for a living, so she would have hairspray.
But this is a mousse, I think. But it says, like, on here, it's not an adhesive. It is extremely flammable. So girls, keep away from flames for a little while. The main ingredient in here is water.
Just for the record, hair is flammable.
Flammable. Hey, that time that buddy lit your belly button on fire.
I was thinking when your brother or you shot me in the stomach with a Roman camel.
That was also your belly button.
Yeah. I got a scar on my belly from my job getting ripped open by a chunk of metal. It ripped my shirt.
Everything's aiming for your belly button. It just wants to fuck it.
I don't know.
Would you fuck a belly button? No comment. But seriously, girls, don't be anywhere near flame. But the main base of the thing is water and alcohol.
Well, going back to what I was saying, I have this type of Gorilla Glue spray at home, and I use it with a lot of my crafts. And it does have a big warning there at the bottom of the fucking can, under all the logo there. Skin irritant is one of the biggest things.
Here's my thought on the matter. You can do the test. Take any basic hairspray, spray the ceiling a little bit, take anything and hold it up there, and let it go. If it falls in your hand, you're probably good. When you do it with this, and it's stuck to your ceiling for the next 5 years...
Actually, it's permanent.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say
it's probably not good to use.
Okay, you know the Dodge Durango I used for the second fight video where it looks like I run X-Factor over? Mm-hmm. Well, the interior on the inside of that thick car was coming loose, and it was rubbing my head, and I can't stand shit like that. I took that spray and barely sprayed it on there and just slapped the interior back up with my hand. It is still there, and it's held for over a year.
Bad idea.
Yeah, no shit, you dumbass.
Why does she have that in the same area as her hairspray?
What's
Y'all, look, my hair, it don't move. You hear?
On a positive note here...
She's got really shiny hair.
She's got really shiny hair. It looks at least decent.
Yeah, why complain?
And she's never going to need to comb it again.
Well, I mean, the on her scalp, yeah, but I bet you under her scalp is, like, littered with dandruff at this point.
And the new hairs that are going to try to pierce through it.
Oh, no, this is horrible.
Time, and it don't move. Stiff web. Woo. My hair. So I'm going to tell y'all like this.
What'd she say?
My hair. So I'm going to tell y'all like this. Move. Stiff web.
Woo. She went, woo.
My hair. She could be a singer.
Anybody that glues their fucking hair to their head is a dumbass. I'm sorry.
Dude, we could pick her up and, like, put her on the ceiling.
Only if the glue was still wet, man. This shit's been dry for a month.
She's stuck up there. You gonna come down anytime soon?
I feel like this could be a Saw trap from the Saw movies.
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all like this. If you ever run out of Dr. B glue spray...
First of all, who's gonna have that spray? Got the big goose spray. How much is that fucking spray?
I don't know.
We're going to Amazon.
Oh, fuck.
That'll be the cheapest version that we can find it.
He's on Amazon right now.
Is it called, how do you say this again? Gasta? Let me rewind a bit. Gasta. I think that's what it is. Got. It looks like G-O-T-2-D. So, G-O-T...
Ah! It's a hair glue. Well, oh, God. No, that's horrible.
It does say glue.
It is a hair glue.
So, it's not Gorilla Glue's fault. It's this company's fault for making her think that glue works.
So she should sue this company if she decides to take
legal? I would think so.
First off, if you take legal action for gluing your hair, you're going to get laughed out of court. Just throwing that out there.
It's called Got to Be Glued, Blast and Freeze Spray, Scream and Hold for Hair. All these literally say glue.
Okay, now pull up the Gorilla Glue Spray. It'll be Gorilla Glue Spray.
It cost about $10 a can.
Actually, that's a 2-pack for $9.64.
Maybe she's looking for this stuff.
Nope, that is. What the fuck is that?
This is Gorilla Snot Extreme
Hair Gel. Oh, why would you call it that?
So there is a hair gel called Gorilla Snot.
Yeah, Matt, that's just disgusting.
Maybe that's what she meant to use.
Why would you want to use Gorilla Boogies? I mean, I've been congested all winter.
Can you imagine a girl running into the zoo? You get a gorilla, sneeze on me!
That gorilla's going to beat her to death, throw her out of her cage. All right. Okay, that's the...
is that why they shot her on me?
First off, I have no idea what he just said.
No!
What did you say?
Is that why they shot Harambe?
Who's that?
That's that gorilla that got shot because of the little kid. Fucking thing. Oh, no. It's terrible. Dicks out for Harambe.
Spray. There you go, Matt. That's it.
It's the same price.
All right. Gorilla Glue Heavy Duty Spray Adhesive. Right
heavy
there.
Duty.
Hold on. Go on down to the danger part.
Use. It says repositionable, so they do lie on that part. She can't reposition her hair. Clear color, indoor and outdoor controlled spray, wide. Here's what it's supposed to do.
Extremely flammable.
Multi-purpose bonds wood, metal, fabric foam, plastic, paper, glass, leather, and more. Bonds, people. Bonds. It bonded it to her scalp.
Anybody know how to use JB Weld? Almost the same thing.
Fucked up chair. Not recommended for use on vinyl materials, automotive headlines, propylene, prothanator, or similar materials. Heavy-duty bond, dries permanent, easy to use, reposition a clear color, indoor, outdoor, meets VOC standards.
The good news is it's non-yellowing. Comes out, clear. But yeah, I have some of that at home. I use for my craft.
You only got a little bit on your fingertips, and you're just sitting there going...
No. What if it... Okay, you remember the American Pie movie where the guy glues his hand to his dick while watching a porno, and he glues his other hand to the porno?
Mm-hmm.
What if he used Gorilla Glue?
Yeah.
He'd be fucked.
This is an adhesive. Don't use adhesive. Don't use adhesive.
Okay, for the Gorilla Snot, maybe just change your name for the dumbasses out there that think they can use Gorilla Glue.
Yeah.
Mold. Stiff
web.
My
hair. Somebody needs to remix that.
My hair. Ever run out of Dr. Beagle spray? Don't ever use it. I'm not sure about your hair to be like that.
Forever.
You stupid bitch.
I feel awful, but why? At the same time, why would anyone ever use that on their hair? Exactly. I wouldn't feel awful. Yeah, somebody says they confuse it with a product called Moco D Gorilla that uses a hair, I think. So let's look up that product.
going back to Amazon.
My hell.
Oh, boy.
It's Gorilla Snot. It's the same thing. So, Moco di Gorilla Gorilla Snot Gel. But they don't make a spray.
That looks nothing like the Gorilla Glue logo, just so you know. The Gorilla Glue Gorilla Tape brand.
And they're not, they don't make a spray from what we're looking at. Although that's an ugly looking package.
Oh, Gorilla Snot Gel. I should buy some of that for my wife. Happy birthday, Kelsey.
You buy her a full-on gorilla?
Now sneeze.
Kelsey, I love you, and I'm sorry. I wouldn't do that.
No, that's terrible.
So, what is the outcome of this? Is she going to try and sue them, or what?
There's talks that she said they're going to sue. This is rumors. If the rumors are
she's
true...
She's going to get laughed out of fucking court.
If the rumors are true, she's a fucking dumbass. But then again, we're in the year 2021. For anything against black people, let's face it, they're going to deem racist. You can... I mean, poor Tom Brady beat the guy in the Super Bowl during Black History Month. That's now considered racist. Logan...
But it's football.
Jake Paul beat up a black guy during a boxing match is considered racist. Welcome to the year 2021.
Hold on. Tom Brady's a football player.
Yeah.
He's playing the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He's their quarterback.
Yeah.
I know nothing about football. I'm just guessing. Anyway, he won the Super Bowl for his team, right?
Yeah.
The other quarterback, is he blaming him for racism because he was black, or was it the entire community?
The community, there's a specific niche group that are saying it. It's not everybody. It's the problem with Twitter is that these minor itty-bitty, it could be like four or five people, but as long as these four or five people have that little check mark next to their names, people listen.
I don't.
You don't listen to me.
No. I don't have Twitter.
Anyways, let's just forget about that. This poor.
And the other one was, you said Jake Paul. He's that YouTube retard, right?
Yeah, he's the dumbass. But
yeah, he beat a guy in a boxing match, and the guy happened to be of color, and they accused him of racism?
It's the only time I've ever agreed with Jake Paul on anything. And
guys, hold on. This is why I'm a fan of pro wrestling. There's no racism in pro wrestling, last I checked.
I don't want to agree with Jake Paul on anything. Why did they make me agree with Jake Paul on something?
I don't know.
Why do they do this to me, man?
You know, this is the longest we've ever talked about the first topic. This is interesting.
Back to this poor girl, man. Her hair is going to be just stuck to her.
For the record, you're going to have to cut your ponytail off. Me, personally, I'm about to donate my hair for a second time. Donate your hair, lady.
They're going to have
somebody can use your hair.
Not anymore. Litcher.
Well, the ponytail. The ponytail's fine.
I think she sprayed that, too.
You know what?
Don't say you'd be willing to bet that she didn't.
You know what? I was about to say that until you did that to me. I mean, I was...
If you're dumb enough to glue your hair to your head...
She did the whole thing.
She did the whole thing, damn it.
Who cares about these hair? These little hairs hanging out?
I have them on the side of my head. They just stick out. Like a freaking magnet to a fridge.
Use water. It'll be fine.
That hair is going to be stuck to her head like a magnet to a fridge. Speaking of magnets...
Oh, God, the little boy that ate the magnets.
Boy almost died when he swallowed 54 magnets to see him become magnetic.
How old is this kid?
This little shit wanted to become fucking Magneto. He's 12 years old.
His name's Riley.
Give thumbs up. Mm. They're
the little magnet balls.
Imagine if they didn't know what happened to this kid and they decided to use an MRI.
Oh, my God. I've been binge-watching House recently. That would rip him. That would just rip right through him. Or just stick him to the top of the MRI machine.
Just relax. I think he's dead, sir. Fuck.
Get Dr. House to fix it.
Riley Morrison, 12, swallowed 54 magnetic balls to see if the metal could stick inside of his stomach and what they looked like when he went to the toilet. Dude, just imagine shitting these things out.
Well, I mean, they're round, so they'll just poop out just fine.
Not when they're clumped together like that.
Well, then you're just a dumbass. Oh, my hole!
That scene of Ryan Dunn in that movie.
Oh, where he's pulling the toy car out of his butt?
No, there's a movie... His final movie that he ever did, and his character is basically a character that can't shit. You can't take a dump. So he's trying everything from drinking bacon grease to...
Bacon grease is what clogs you up.
Down, freaking sticking enemas up there. And the last scene before his character dies in the movie is him shitting on the toilet. So you hear, thunk, and he just slumps over dead.
Oh, my God. Was that one of Ben Margera's movies he did?
No, I don't remember who did it. But you hear the splash, you hear the bleh, and then he just dies.
I miss Ryan Dunn.
Ryan Dunn's last movie. It's a movie called Living Will. And I think, there it goes. So, Living Will toilet scene. Let's see if it shows it here.
Oh, God. This apparently came out in 2010.
Something like that, yeah. Call no man happy till he is dead. I want to get to the toilet seat. He's a... You see that? Boink. You see that? The pop. Oh shit!
It was more like a little.
Yeah, like oh no, that's what happened to this poor kid.
Well, I mean, he's still alive, apparently.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he got sick to his stomach at that point.
Well, yeah, he's got a stomach full of metal.
He swallowed one batch on January 1st and then the second on January 4th. When they failed to pass through his system, Riley woke up his mom, Paige Ward, 30, at 2 a.m. and told her they swallowed two by accident.
What happened to the other 52?
An x-ray revealed that there was many more in there that... feeling that they could burn through his organs and kill him. He was rushed to surgery 6 hours of operation. Spent 10 days unable to move without vomiting up green liquid caused by his bowels leaking, and they've been fed through a tube. Oh, Jesus Christ, kid. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Oh, we're getting a video. It's a little 38-second video.
It's him laying in a medical bed, probably after surgery.
Oh!
What is he saying? Bing, bing, bing. I'm still nil by mouth. What's nil? So I can't eat. I think he means he's being fed. Who doesn't like water? I don't like water.
I've known Matt since 2004. He's not drank water since. Plain water. Plain?
No, I don't drink
plain water.
I did by accident.
No, you're supposed to drink water.
So, here's a funny story. Our way our car is set up and stuff like that, we got the two little cup holders side by side here.
Between the seats.
But sometimes you get, like, the bottles that just don't quite fit in the proper cup holders.
You force them in there like a man.
You break it off. But anyways, so, sometimes the cup holder's also full. So sometimes I'll take my wife's water because she can't open it while she's driving, obviously. And I'll sit it on the door over here, so that way whenever she needs it, I can grab it, open it up, and hand it to her.
Yeah.
And I got my Mountain Dew sitting over here. For some dumb reason, I decided to reach into the door, pop it open, not even thinking anything of, thinking it was my Mountain Dew. I took a huge swig of it, I'm like, that's not Mountain Dew. I'm like, why did I fucking do that?
To put context to this story, the man does not drink water. I'm surprised he has not died.
That's water for the most part, damn it.
Yeah. High fructose corn syrup does not count as
There's
water.
No high fructose corn syrup. I just told you. It's just citric acid. You can have citric acid, damn it.
I don't want citric acid.
Just
I want
tears
water.
It the inside of your stomach. It's perfectly fine. And the water dilutes it.
Damn it. Get back
I know,
to the
I'm
little
a chemist, damn it.
Get back to the little idiot that hate magnets.
He was released in the hospital 2 weeks later. Mama 4... Paige said it was heartbreaking watching him go through that. It's just horrible. I think it's especially difficult because of the corona, because he couldn't have any visitors. It was horrible to see him not be able to say, why can't they have visitors? Why can't they put a mask on their face? I don't understand this point, because you got enough room in the hospital to have 6 foot social distancing where you can look across the damn room and have somebody in there wearing a mask. You can be closer to them when you're wearing a mask. That's the point of the fucking masks. But I digress.
I love this x-ray picture.
I managed to hold it together all the time. Well, that's because it's magnetic. But it wasn't nice to see him in this much pain. Jesus Christ. Wait, is that a necklace? Or did they go into two different spots magnetic? Oh, because he ate him two different times.
Well, that's the here's the problem, Matt. Your stomach is not in your rib cage. That's around your rib cage. Down in here, around that pelvic bone, is where your stomach should be.
So this is the first set of magnets that he ate on the first that have all gone to, like, this area right here.
What I'm guessing that first one is one of those metallic bracelets.
Yeah.
And he just swallowed the damn thing.
And it just kind of stuck there. That's like a huge... When he tried to pass that thing, dude...
Oh,
when they tried to put a catheter, it was like pins and needles through his body and told me, I feel like my insides are going to explode. She had a trauma nurse came in and told him, not dealing with kids, Riley, eat that much magnets at the same time.
Dumbass.
Does listeners smell really impact your sex drive? I don't fucking know. Another doctor said he's seen child swallow two who ended up in the part of their bowels removed, so Riley was very lucky with 54. I would say so.
Yeah.
They threw all the magnetic toys out. This kid's 12. If he's not this we need to educate our children. What the hell? In kindergarten, I learned how magnets work.
Magnets, not magnats.
Magnets.
You said magnets.
I had a stroke, damn it. Fine.
Drink water, you wouldn't have a stroke.
In kindergarten, I learned how magnets work.
You don't eat them.
You take a piece of paper, you put one magnet on top, and then you hold the magnet down here. And if it goes through the paper, you probably shouldn't eat them.
I remember back when I was in elementary school, this guy, you know how they would always bring special guests to the school, and they would gather everybody up in like that theater room, and you would all watch them? This one guy brought two really high-powered industrial magnets. He held them arm's length away and just let go. They flew together really hard and snapped right in front of his face and hit the ground.
I watch that guy that takes, like, things and sticks them into magnets and then just lets them go together just to see what would happen. It's a channel called the Magnet Channel, and it's pretty intense shit. It'll literally, he'll have, like, a fake dummy hand, and it'll literally crush your hand.
Yeah.
People. Magnets. How do they work? Don't swallow them. If you could take a magnet... Well, that's a bad example because it's a weak-ass magnet.
It's a refrigerator magnet. Matt, it's a refrigerator magnet, okay?
I'm trying to make it stick, damn it. Fuck, what the hell? It bounces. Wait. Man, that's a weak magnet. That's a weak-ass magnet, bro. I'm throwing it down to Mac. Magnets, how do they work? I don't fucking know. Anyways, don't be sticking shit in your mouth, okay?
Well, there was that one girl.
Well, girls are fine. Girls can stick things in their mouth all the time.
Yeah, just say it.
Guys, don't stick weird inanimate objects in your mouth, especially if ones that look like fucking dicks.
What are you going to do this one? Dad nearly chokes on his chicken after his box is filled with interesting meat.
He chokes his chicken? What?
It's fried chicken, probably, but it looks like a fried pecker.
I'm loving it.
I mean, it looks like it's fried chicken. It has that coloration of orange fried golden chicken, but it's got the shape of a penis.
That's the perfect shape of a penis.
I mean, that's one tiny little head.
Usually people would save this.
And use it?
Was it going to go that direction, but okay.
Some people
are weird. I was going to say sell it on eBay.
Some people are fucking weird.
He just comes in the... All right, baby, you want some cock? Either way, the crispy shaft of the meat has caused something of a stir in the Gene household. I just love the dudes like, damn, this chicken's bigger than mine. Dad. His name is Dad. His fucking name is Dad Rich.
But what if he's not a father?
Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Rich Dad, Rich Dad. The Rich Dad Channel, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. So you can't find the guy, just type in Dad Rich.
Go to Google Images.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Rich
There's
dad.
Trump.
What? Oh, he's with a Rich Dad, Poor Dad dude. Twice. Okay. Who stole my pension? What? Okay. Anyways, we're getting off track. Rich Dad, Dad Rich, 47, wanted a fleshy lockdown. I've heard many of grills say they wanted a fleshy lockdown treat.
For the record, this came from McDonald's.
So went to his local McDonald's where he picked up a £5.89. I don't know what the change is. Chicken select menu at the drive-thru. It wasn't until he got home to nosh on his meat. Who wrote this damn article? Oh, the guy's name is Rich Green, by the way. And so his box had been stuffed with an interesting-shaped piece of chicken. In fact, Rich's interest was so aroused that he decided to take a picture and share it with his friends. He then peeled back some of the crust to check if his eating was bona fide. Satisfied by what he saw, he got his lips around. We're a good old chomp and
some
swallow.
Some pervert wrote this article.
I was with my dog.
His daughter's watching his dad. I'm going to give Matt a minute.
Imagine the daughter going, oh, surprise Pikachu face.
You mean that look?
Yeah. I was with my daughter and we financed a McDonald's. So this has got to be a fake article.
That's not finance, Matt. That's a different word.
How would you pronounce this?
Fancied.
Fancied. A McDonald's, so he went through. When I got home and opened the box, I was confronted by what looked like Mr. McDonald's. I didn't really know what to say because it really looked like a particular something. He's got the chicken out, comparing.
It's bigger.
While his daughter's watching on. Dad, honey, what do you think? Which one's Dad, please, not again. What? I did the peel-off test and crumbs before I ate the chicken. We studied the image carefully. We could see a piece of bread or chicken that looked like a bit of toadstool.
Oh, God.
Noshed on his meat. I was doing all right until I read that he swallowed the whole load. You suck at puns.
I'm sorry, I just would not eat that. It's shaped like a dick.
So his name really is Rich Green. This is probably not going to be the same guy.
Probably not. It's on Instagram.
No, this is not the same guy.
That's a DJ.
DJ Rich Green coming at you live with my big cock. And
damn it, Matt.
No, you can't find the guy. Oh, my God. Why in front of your daughter, sir?
I don't know. Maybe you thought it'd be funny?
I think this story's fake. It's got to be fake. This.
For the record, the chicken tenders at McDonald's are never that fucking meaty.
No, that's a big-ass pecker, dude.
Maybe at Hardee's.
Maybe he did a chicken cast. Maybe he was bored and sculpted chicken. What? Just imagine you're staring at your daughter while you're trying to eat chicken. Don't question Dad. Dad, you're acting like you're a natural at this.
Shut up. No, it's bad. It's he'll put the whole thing in his mouth and just swallow it.
What if it was the girl that got the chicken? And she just took the whole thing in her mouth. Her dad's like,
you're grounded.
The fuck? You're grounded. We'll be right back.
In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly. But if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.